You're listening to the Best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
Hope you had a tremendous weekend. My weekend was jam-packed. Had a chance to go with my gifted people, my people from NSBE. Some talented engineers from all over the United States were in Kansas City exploring our city and, holding their conferences and getting together. Look, man. This is why we built the new airport. This is why. So we can attract conferences like this, and we can have the tournament going on. The NCAA Sweet 16 was going down at the T-Mobile Center. The town was definitely popping this past weekend. Hopefully, you had a great weekend yourself. Jonathan Majors, he didn't have a good weekend. We're going to talk about that with the shade.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now, you got a little fog in 31 in North KC. On Saturday, Jonathan Majors was arrested following an alleged domestic dispute involving a 30-year-old woman in New York City. He was charged with strangulation, assault, and harassment. Majors' criminal defense lawyer told People magazine yesterday that they expect all charges will be dropped imminently and that they are gathering evidence, which includes video footage from the vehicle where this episode took place, witness testimony from the driver and others who both saw and heard of the episode, and most importantly, two written statements from the woman recanting these allegations. According to TMZ, law enforcement says that the alleged victim accusing Jonathan Majors of assault is his girlfriend, and the couple was reportedly in a taxi when the argument started. Also following this news, the U.S. Army pulled their Be All You Can Be ad campaign that features Majors. Ticketmaster is now facing a class action lawsuit over Drake and 21 Savage's It's All a Blur concert tickets. According to the Toronto Star, a law firm based in Montreal, Canada, filed the lawsuit on behalf of a Montreal man claiming that Ticketmaster, quote, intentionally misleads consumers for its own financial gain, end quote. The man purchased two official platinum seats for Drake at 21's July 14 concert at the Bell Center, with each ticket costing over $789. A second show was added for July 15th, and Ticketmaster has allegedly listed the same seats for $350 less.
Lord,
and of course, Drake has not spoken on this matter, and he will not. His lawyers is telling him to shut up and let everybody else handle it.
Shut up, girl! Shut up!
But it looks like the jig is up for Ticketmaster and all these convenience fees that they have.
I hope so.
I want y'all to close your eyes and guess who you think this is talking.
Hey, Ashley. You know what? I'm going to actually start talking like this. Okay. I'm going to talk like this. Every day. Okay. Because y'all think I'm so ghetto. I'm going to show y'all fucking ghetto. Okay. Because I don't know what you're talking about over there. But, baby, let me tell you, on this side, we good on this side, baby. We good on this side, baby. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you like that, boo. We're good on this side, boo.
People are reacting to Honey Boo Boo's new accent.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Are we being serious right now? Somebody really should pull her to the side and tell her to stop right now.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
We're going to let Tamar Braxton and Jennifer Hudson take us to the break with their rendition of Love and War. The past is over, but it still has meaning because you're always carrying value from the past into the present. It's impossible to live in the past, yet all around you are treasures the past continues to deliver to you. The language that gives meaning to these very words has developed over long periods of time in the past. The device on which you're reading them and the networks over which they're delivered grew from a more recent past. Pretty much everything you know about is old news because it has already happened. As eager as you might be to discover what's next, take care not to abandon the value of all that has been. Much of that value, even from centuries ago, can continue to benefit you as you speed into the future. Just because some particular truth is old does not make it irrelevant. Indeed, some of the most relevant things are the ones that have survived the longest. Keep that in mind as you continue to inhabit the rich and potent frontier between the past and the future. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It sucks. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. This is the Morning Grind. Max Sauce holding our Kansas City kids down like she always do. 656 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s, low clouds, warmer conditions. Right now, you're clear 32 in Overland Park. All my KC kids, look your best, do your best. Go out and conquer the world. You got it. Got Mayor Lucas Monday coming up. Next hour on the Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Unfortunately, over the weekend, our Kansas City community lost somebody special who was always one of the best photographers in the city, who was taking pictures, who was very near and dear to a lot of our hearts. Harold T. Irvin, unfortunately, passed away over the weekend, better known as Cutty Loke, to those who knew and loved him. And, you know, I just want to send a special shout out to him and thinking of his family and his friends and all of his loved ones this morning. And we are still praying for him and his family. And you have our deepest condolences here from your Hot 103 Jams family on the Morning Grind.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Monday, and you know what that means on the Morning Grind. We're going to have our 55th elected mayor, Quentin Lucas, on the show. I saw you have commented about resurfacing our roads again. Is there more of a long-term solution to the roads, or is resurfacing necessary every single year? Teach us, Mayor Lucas.
So, you know, fundamentally, resurfacing is going to be necessary every year for a while. Although I will say this, we are doing more road reconstruction. I know some of y'all who drive some of these streets, Paseo, Gregory, Warnell, know that the street, even when it gets resurfaced, gets raggedy again after probably about two winter seasons. That's because those are failed roads. So when we're just resurfacing, we're just scraping it up, kind of putting a Band-Aid on it and not doing a long-term fix. Of course, road reconstruction is more expensive. You dig up everything, but we are trying to build more of that into our road plan so you don't have these sorts of failed roads. That said, we're trying to get all around the city. Since I became mayor, we have dramatically increased the budget for road resurfacing. You're seeing that in some areas, although, and I feel y'all, I was driving around the town this weekend, going down Paseo, Truce, particularly the southern part of it. I know we have a lot of issues. We're trying to play catch up on a $5 billion deferred maintenance bid.
You just mentioned in the previous break that you were driving down Truce, and you mentioned several issues along Truce, including my former middle school, Paul Robeson, that I went to eighth grade. What are your plans for Truce, Mayor Lucas? Go on and give us some details.
You know what? Step one, I think we need to have a solution for Paul Robeson Middle School. So we walked the earth at the same time, some of the same space. I ran track there every summer. And as you remember, Brian, right? Beautiful facility, actually. You know, all of that. What has happened over the last 20, 25 years to me is astonishing. So step one, getting control back of that facility that was in the school district hands. They sold to a development group that kind of mixed with a neighborhood association. Whatever was discussed clearly has not worked out. So getting control of that large, substantial site, I think, is an important step in trying to put a good neighborhood use there. That's something important and impactful that we'll be working on. Another thing, just more broadly along Truce, is making sure that we are getting rid of and enhancing some of those uses that are along the street. As you recognize, there are a lot of used car lots. Nothing against some of y'all who may do that, but a lot of them aren't actively even selling vehicles. You just got folks who got cars stored there. They breed crime. They breed any number of issues that we need to address. The people along the Truce corridor deserve better. So I think us enforcing, frankly, a lot of our already existing codes, right, on some of these things, making sure that we're actually looking to improve and target development. And I'm going to say this, and people would never have thought this before. You know, we do a lot of things further up north in the city. If you go to 27th and Truce now, if you go to 25th and Truce, even 30th, 40th and Truce, you're seeing some improvements there. What we are not doing is making sure that we keep that stuff going all the way down the street in the 50s, 60s, and the 70s. And so that's what we need to try to do more of. Expect more focus for us on that part of Kansas City coming up.
The Kansas City Council approved Kansas City's $2 billion budget. That's billion, y'all. Of course, road resurfacing is included in that, trash collection expansion. What are some of the other highlights in that budget?
Well, you know what my dream is to get the Carter Broadcast Group, Hot 103 Jams, back further in the city. Hey. I don't love my South Kansas City, but, you know, we need to get y'all a nice good studio on 18th and Vine or something.
Amen.
I'm just coming up with my dreams. Now, we are increasing the pay to every city employee, working to get to $17 an hour as our starting salary minimum wage at the city of Kansas City. I think that is vital, and that's going to help people. In addition to that, we have enhanced our tenants' right to counsel office. That helps us to prevent evictions in Kansas City, keep more people in their homes. We've improved more money for health care, violence prevention, and we're going to make sure that we keep hiring people to help work these streets, firefighters, public works folks that help us with the trash, police officers. So, you know, we're getting a lot of work done. It's still not enough in any of the areas, but it's a big, complicated city. I'm glad we can keep it the budget growing, and more than anything, hopefully long-term, address our fund imbalance. We're still spending more than we take in. We got to keep doing more economic development in Kansas City, keeping people living in Kansas City.
Speaking with our 55th elected mayor, Quentin Lucas of Kansas City. Last question, Mayor Lucas, on Mayor Lucas Monday. Kansas City this past weekend welcomed thousands into town with the NSBE conference. A shout out to those gifted black engineers and STEM students. And also, the NCAA tournament was in Kansas City. Now, this was one of the first times that we could showcase our airport. Mayor Lucas, talking with people from out of town, they loved it. They thought it was a sparkling addition to the city. And I just want to point out that this is one of several reasons, one of the bigger reasons why we needed that new airport to attract these things to come to our city.
That's exactly right. I mean, I had a chance to talk to some of the people, the young people and their families, so their parents, at the National Society of Black Engineers Conference. Loved Kansas City, talked about the airport, and frankly, I mean, think about this. We had thousands of people who came through this weekend. That final game, you have Miami, you got Texas. I mean, folks, these are not big, heavy Kansas City fan bases. And you still had lots of people who came through who spoke highly of the city, even when it was raining, all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, this is allowing us to develop our city more. And I know a lot of people who say, I don't ever fly. But you know what? We all make money. For that airport, we got people who are employed up there. Those are tax dollars in many situations that come back into the core of Kansas City. People paying sales taxes, paying earnings taxes. this sort of thing is good for Kansas City. And I think over the years ahead, we're going to have a lot more weekends like we just did this one, where you got 3, 4, 5 different events going on, and that's just downtown. Add everything else going on, we're going to be able to make more money, be able to build a better city, have more jobs, and I hope in the future attract more of these talented, bright black engineers who came from Chicago and D.C. and all of that. I told some of them, y'all need to stay right here, open a business, and help us build the future of Kansas City.
Amen. Maybe you and I, Mayor Quentin Lucas, we can go catch up with some lunch at Ocean Prime, you know, coming up this week, man.
Oh, Lord!
There's some stuff right there happening there, but...
Man, they got some good steaks.
I ain't gonna say anything.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next Monday. Have a good
one. Take care, sir. We'll see you.
Bon appetit.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103. Cheers.
7:23 today. Look for highs to reach the mid 50s. Cloudy skies. Currently, a little foggy in 31 in KCK. Jay-Z has achieved multi-billionaire status with a reported net worth of $2.5 billion. That's according to Forbes. Jay is now one of the most wealthiest people in the world. He upped his net worth from $1.5 billion to $2.5 billion in only 5 months. It's unclear how Jay achieved such a noticeable bump in his net worth, but Forbes noted that his music career was not a factor. Jay-Z is now ranked as the 1,208th wealthiest person in the world today. I wonder where I'm ranking at. It's like, what, 8 billion people in the world? I'm probably like 7 billion, somewhere around there. I gotta work my way up.
Shut up, Brian.
According to Billboard, an R. Kelly victim, whose name is Heather Williams, won a $4 million lawsuit against him where they will get first dibs on R. Kelly's royalty account with Sony Music. The Illinois Supreme Court ruled that the victim's claims are a priority over a Chicago landlord who is also owed millions. Back in 2020, Kelly's music account with Sony was valued at $1.5 million. Come on now, I know it's got to be worth more than $1.5 million. Like, we talking about R. Kelly's music catalog.
That's stupid! Use your common sense!
There's this viral video going around where people are picking $250 in food stamps over a dinner with Soulja Boy.
$250 in food stamps or dinner with Soulja Boy?
Food stamps,
what the
250 food stamps.
250 food stamps. I'ma pick the food stamps only because Soulja Boy's not nobody. I could have dinner by myself.
Of course, Soulja Boy got in his feelings and got on Instagram Live, which is never a good mix.
Y'all know me. Bro. I never touch y'all. I'm New Jersey. You talking about? Y'all couldn't come out with dinner with me if y'all wanted to.
I'm going to be honest with you, dog. Soulja Boy looked like he ain't got no manners at the table. And you know how much $250 worth of food stamps could go on the street?
You ain't lying, bro.
Give me that EBT card, please. Chloe Bailey broke the internet with her smashing scene with Damson Idris in Donald Glover's Prime Video series Swarm. And now she's responded to the criticism.
So I'm an actress, you know, and I feel like it's about art. And when I first received the script, I was just like, oh, it was just insane and gorgeous. And I think people are actually forgetting the plot of that scene.
Right.
It's not about seeing me in the mirror of that scene. But I think because it's me doing it, that's what kind of makes it blow out of proportion. But I'm barely seen for 2 seconds in that.
I know.
Yeah.
Did Damson, did he get any of the backlash?
I don't think so. Because he's a
fellas,
man.
The fellas get the high fives.
And you see more of him.
And speaking of smashing, the brat and wife Jessica revealed that they are expecting a baby boy. Congratulations to them both.
You're not my dad.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to wish those loving, responsible, funny, and achieving Aries some happy birthdays.
You don't love me, you just love these roles.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
The legend, R&B diva Mariah Carey turns 54 today. R&B singer Halle Bailey celebrating her 23rd birthday. Pop singer Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas turns 48. Pop singer Jessie J is celebrating her 35th birthday. I love his movies. Director Quentin Tarantino celebrating his 60th birthday. Singer-songwriter Eric Bellinger turns 37 today. And producer London on the Track, he turns 32. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our folks in KC some happy birthdays. Kimberly Green, Benjamin Williams, and Jedediah Solomon, happy birthday. Eli King, Cassidy Wilcox, and Niecy Lindsay, happy birthday. Sending birthday love to James Stimmick, Jessica Maxine, and Edward Booth, and everybody else born on March 27th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Latoya.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right. You ain't had your Starbucks yet?
No, not yet.
All right. I'm going to stay on your good side because I don't know what the other side going to look like. All right. Finish these lyrics.
You see,
you don't have to call.
Hey.
It's okay, boy, because I'm going to be all right tonight.
Hey.
You don't have to call.
Hey.
It's okay, boy.
Better switch up them lyrics. I do that, too.
Oh.
You did it right. You got two digital tickets to the Straight Jokes No Chaser comedy show featuring Mike F. Cedric the Entertainer, Earthquake, D.L. Hughley, and D.C. Young Fly. This is going to be hilarious. Saturday, April 8th at the T-Mobile Center. And you qualified yourself for a chance to get $1,000. It's some mad cash this coming up $1,000 Friday, all right?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell the town, what's your first choice for hip-hop and R&B?
Hot 103 Jam.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in mad cash.
Hey, I get money. That's something I like to do.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Kansas City's number one.
Hip hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.